Are you ready to claim your best life today? Overcome fear, build better habits, shift that mindset? That's why we're here. Let's do it. Welcome to the Amy Edwards Show. Hi. Yeah, I am so ready to keep claiming my best life today. Just today. We talked a little bit about one day at a time a couple weeks ago. And man, I'm still thinking about that. Like, just taking it down to today. What can I do today? I heard a quote that really got me the other day, and it was from Albert Camus. I think that's how you pronounce it. Camus. I don't know. Anyway, let me share it with you. I have to pull it up on my phone because I didn't know I was going to talk about this. So here it is. He said, "Real generosity toward the future consists of giving all to what is present." So the trippy thing about that is that by being present, we're honoring the future. Isn't that weird and wild how that works? Another paradox. They just keep coming. I'm lighting my Palo Santo. I'm slowing down a bit. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here. This, of course, is the Amy Edwards Show, and I'm Amy Edwards. And we are all about transforming yourself into your best version today, right now. Up-leveling your life through mindset shifts, through better habits, and overcoming whatever it is that we need to overcome. Is it fear? Is it self-doubt? Whatever it is, that's what we're all about here in order to be our best self. So thank you for being here. Thank yourself for being here. I am thrilled that you are. And today's solo cast is going to talk about three things. I like three things. It feels good. It feels right. One, we're going to talk about feeling rushed and overwhelmed. We're going to have a sleep check-in, and I'm going to talk about parenting today. So thank you for being here. If you haven't signed up for the newsletter, please do. It's at amyedwards.com. And of course, I'm going to mention, please rate the show and review the show, especially on Apple Podcasts. We're working hard to build those up. It helps us get better guests. It helps the podcast keep growing and, like, you know, it helps it keep like up leveling. So if you like it, please, please leave a review. I would be mucho grateful. So I know, I don't even know why I said mucho, but whatever. Sometimes, you know what? You just feel like saying things, and that's okay. Let's get to today's solo cast. I've lit my Palo Santo. One of the things I do with Palo Santo, with sage, with incense, whatever it is, whatever you like, maybe it's a spray. I sprayed some rose water in here too. Whatever it is, those for me mean slow down, which I've talked about before. It means get intentional. It means just take it down a notch and take a breath. So many times when I come in here to record, I'm rushing. I'm running. You know how it is. You're running from one thing to the next to the next. And I just don't like feeling like that. And so last week, I was feeling exceptionally rushed and overwhelmed with everything in my life because I produced Justin's podcast too. And so I had a million things to do for his. I had stuff to do for this. I had my radio job. I had my kids. And I hadn't slept. I hadn't slept real well, which we'll talk more about sleep in a little bit. But I was just so incredibly overwhelmed. And I felt like I was just going to collapse. I don't know, chicken and the egg. I started feeling bad too, like sick bad. It was not COVID. And I didn't feel well on top of it. So I didn't know, you know, was my overwhelm and rundownness causing me to feel bad or vice versa, whatever. It doesn't even matter. It just all happened. And I just felt like I could not handle life. And I know that's what happens when I don't get enough sleep. And I had not slept well one night, and it just compounded and snowballed until I felt like a mess. And I couldn't handle anything. And so I don't want to feel like that again. So how am I going to take the steps to avoid feeling like that, or to avoid feeling rushed when I get in here and sit down to record? And I know preparation is key. Advanced preparation, like when you have a minute, stop and prepare. But there are other things, because I was feeling like I didn't have enough time in the day for even just getting stuff done. And then on top of that, having to cook dinner and whatever else I have to do. So, and, you know, working out I wasn't even working out. I couldn't even get exercise in. And I want to prioritize that. So how do we do that? Somebody said to me, a friend of mine said that she's got a new therapist. And I'm just going to keep lighting my Palo Santo because I like it. So if you hear my lighter, that's what it is. One of my friends went to a new therapist and she told me that her therapist said, you're juggling a lot of balls, a whole bunch of balls. And you have to figure out which balls are glass and which balls are plastic. Meaning which ones you can drop and which ones can you not drop. And she said, the more she thought about it, they were all plastic balls. Which she may be right. Maybe they are all plastic balls. Or maybe you treat yourself as a glass ball, not a ball flying around. But maybe, you know, your own self-care is a glass ball and one you're not willing to drop, you know? Or maybe it's just one you aren't even willing to let get dented. And so I guess I got to thinking about what are the ones that I can set down. And I was even picking up balls that I don't need to pick up, like the ones for other people, even my own children. But also, I was picking ones up like social media and putting a lot of pressure on myself there. And on top of that, scrolling too much. So those are a couple of things that I've cut out. Putting pressure on myself with social media. Y'all, it's social media. We all need to relax, right? And two, the scroll. I've had to stop the scroll and actively stop it. Like while I'm doing it, go, oh yeah, I don't want to do this. This is a time drain for me and this makes me feel overwhelmed. Shut it down. And it's amazing how much better you feel. Sometimes it's just the habit though. Like it's so fun to look at your phone. So you're like, what can I look at now? Anyway. I had a friend once who was telling me she was so rushed that she was literally running from place to place. She said she was going to the next meeting and running to her car. And I was thinking, that doesn't sound very fun. And it is a luxury to be able to have time to go from one thing to the next and not feel rushed. So you do have the ability to create that in your own life by setting down some balls and really just looking at the ones that aren't going to break if you set them down, which is most of them. Whether my friend was right or wrong on that doesn't matter. Maybe for her, it was right that they're all plastic. I mean, yeah, she had a death of someone very close to her a few years back, actually, the friend that I'm speaking about. And she said, you know, after that, I realized that they pretty much are all plastic. So she's probably right. Like the world's not going to end if we set them down, you know? That's not to say we don't have work pressures and all those kind of things. But if you set it down for an hour, it's okay. If you set it down for just a little while for your own peace of mind to take care of yourself, that's okay. It will get done eventually. Maybe not today, but it will get done eventually. So think about what you can set down. Maybe you don't even need to be juggling it at all. So what can you set down? And then also, where can you pay attention and give yourself some more time? Like scrolling or like some things that maybe are a time drain that you don't realize. That's what I did too. Because I definitely had a time drain that I wasn't realizing. And I made a conscious effort to prepare more, plan in advance more, and give myself more time to get ready for somewhere rather than feeling rushed out the door. Like getting some things in place before I need them, either the night before or as I'm thinking of it, you know, hours before maybe. And I've been getting up even earlier. I get up at like 5:15 now. And that helps a lot. Even when I'm tired though, it's okay. I just lay there in bed for a few minutes and say some positive affirmations to myself and then get up and make some tea. So give yourself that ample time. And also let others know too that you are feeling rushed and overwhelmed and need some space around it. And that's a boundary for you. I think that's a really positive thing. And I just want to plant that seed in your mind if you need it, because especially with our kids and our significant others or roommates, we can maybe feel weird about letting people know what we need if we're feeling overwhelmed and asking them to honor that. Because like even my significant other, he, like, if I start to get ready for something and he sees me get undressed, then he wants to have sex. And I'm like, I literally do not have time for that. I love you. And you feel like you're hurting that person or something, but you know, they want something from you, or your kids do, or your friend does. And you know what? Just honor yourself. Just, it's okay to say no and plan it. It's less sexy that way, but so what? So what? Your peace of mind and not being rushed is very important. Now, that's not to say if it's something that you can be a little late to or you can relax around, then great. Go ahead and do that. If you ever read Shonda Rhimes' My Year of Yes, awesome book if you haven't read it. Absolutely, positively a must read. She talks about saying yes to no and honoring her time in that way, and how she was always feeling rushed, and which I can imagine. I mean, I'm sure she's super rushed, and she has, I can't remember, a couple of children. And I think her daughter wanted her to play with her. And she was like, I can't. I'm rushing out the door to like an awards ceremony or something. She was all dressed up. But then she thought, you know what? No, I'm not going to rush. And she sat down on the floor and played with her daughter for 10 minutes. And that's what like made the difference for her. She realized that that ball was plastic. And she sat there with her daughter and realized that that was what was important. I mean, that's a glass ball, your relationship with your child or your closest relationships, right? Those are the ones that really, truly matter. I mean, that's probably a pretty good example of that.
I have been going to Saving Face here in Austin to their laser lounge to get FemTouch, which is a vaginal laser rejuvenation. I want to tell you about it, but I can't even tell you all the benefits. So I'm going to let Claire, the incredible laser technician for FemTouch, tell you a little bit about it. And stick around too, because I have a discount code for you.
I'm Claire Elise, and I work here at Saving Face, and we've got this amazing treatment called FemTouch. Childbirth, menopause, and aging leave traces on various aspects of our physiology. Over time, natural vaginal changes are to be expected. Change of appearance, vaginal discomfort, loss of sensation, and other problems. FemTouch helps to maintain happy, healthy youthfulness to the vagina. A quick 10-minute painless treatment here at Saving Face can increase lubrication, lessen incontinence, as well as so much more, even eradicate UTIs.
I mean, how awesome is that? So I just got my second FemTouch treatment. It took, seriously, about 4 minutes. I timed it. And it didn't hurt at all. There's a little bit of heat. That's it. And Claire is absolutely lovely and walks you through every step so you feel super, super comfortable. So this is a game changer. And if you're interested, check it out on savingfaceaustin.com. You can call and talk to Claire. You can talk to them about it. And you can also get a discount with my discount code, which is I love me. Be sure and use that. Check it out, you guys. It's FemTouch at Saving Face Austin.
So as we move on to another topic, let's talk about sleep. I often say, sleep is the key to life. I should probably amend that and say sleep is the key to my life rather than assuming it is for everyone. But I kind of do assume that. I kind of do. Because I'll ask people, like, if they're having stuff going on, I'm like, how are you sleeping? Are you sleeping? What's going on? And usually the answer is like, no, they're sleeping like shit or something. or they're drinking. Which our guest this week is a sober coach. I'm so excited about that. So we are going to talk about sleep and drinking. And, drinking interferes with your REM sleep. So you're not going to sleep well if you're drinking. So sleep is the key to life. And I just want to check in with you about sleep. And I know it is for me because like I said earlier, when I was feeling overwhelmed, I hadn't slept well. And a little part of me was like, I know that's a big part of this. One time I had this life coach, John Dulworth. He is the best. I shout out to you, John. And one time he said, if you're in a particularly bad spot, what should I tell you to do? And I wrote down, it was like an intake questionnaire. And I said, probably tell me to get some sleep, because it literally changes everything. So I have been making that a priority on my habit tracker, on my literal to-do list for my week planning. Sleep is a priority. So can you make sleep a priority in your life? And that means cutting out drinking. It really does. And it means shutting things down, like your screens. Yeah, I know. It sucks. It sucks. But sleep is glorious. And if you can get on that circadian goodness, then you will feel better. So I already in 1 week have checked back in with my sleep. And I started mouth taping again. And this is not an ad for mouth taping, but it is an ad for it as a habit and a practice. So I've talked about it before, and I just wanted to reiterate. I fall off and on with it because sometimes I forget or run out. And sometimes I just don't want to. Sometimes I'm afraid it's stretching out my skin and my lips and then going to give me wrinkles, to be perfectly honest. But I'm just having to get over that. I'm really, really careful when I take it off. Like I get it kind of wet and I just peel it off like gently. So there's your option for that if you too are worried about that. But let me tell you, the beauty sleep aspect of it, beauty sleep is real. Good sleep is beauty sleep. You look better, you feel better, your eyes are clearer, you think better. Everything is better when you get good sleep. So mouth taping is proven to help you sleep better. It improves literally everything. It improves your immune system. I swear, since I started doing it again too, I feel better. Maybe that little virus I had ran its course. I don't know. Or maybe I helped my own immune system by simply mouth taping. I know. It's crazy. So anyway, I swear, you just look generally better. But it also improves your bone structure. Isn't that wild? It improves your teeth. It improves the back of your throat. It cuts out snoring. It does so many things. I'm a huge fan. And if you haven't read Breath by James Nestor, he talks extensively about this and about the benefits of mouth taping. So I'm just giving you a light overview of all the good things that can happen. It forces you to breathe out of your nose. And we have evolved to breathe out of our nose. That is what we are supposed to be doing. But instead, we've been breathing out of our mouths. And it's literally like when people say mouth breather, yeah, it literally makes you dumber to breathe out of your mouth, which is crazy. It does. There's science behind it. I'm not going to get into that because I'm not the expert in that, but it's true. And so read that book too. And so anyway, breathing out your nose, it has actual mental effects. So it keeps your brain functioning better. It keeps your body functioning better. And that's what this is all about. Mouth taping forces nose breathing, and it's about breathing out of your nose. And the fact that it kills snoring, it literally does. I was snoring too. I had started like to snore, and I was like, oh my God, I got to tape my mouth. And so that was one of the things that I was trying to fix with it too. But I'm noticing now that I'm back on track with it, I think I've only been doing it about 5 days at this point back on it. And I feel like a completely different person. I feel awake, alive. I feel like I've slowed down and I feel more alert. So, and I swear my skin looks better and my health feels better. Wild, isn't it? So anyway, the strips that I use are called Somnifix. And if you want to get some, you can get a discount. I have an affiliate code for that. It's MagicBabe10, and the affiliate link will be in the show notes. So if you just want to try it and know what I use, I can't remember how much the discount is. So anyway, though, you do get a discount, and those are the ones I like. And you know what? I can do it kind of loose, so I can still talk a little bit if I need to, but anyway, I just wanted to let you know about that practice and what a difference it's making in my life that spills over into literally everything, into handling life, into not feeling overwhelmed, into being able to be a much better version of myself. And if you combine it with, you know, taking care of yourself, if you combine it with shutting down your screen time, if you combine it with cutting out some drinking, or at least limiting your drinking to a couple of days a week or something like that, you can start to see exponential results. Yay, right? Third thing today, parenting. I'm lighting my Palisanto again. Keeps me slowing down. It smells good. So I invite you to just take a breath, because why not? Why not? All right. Parenting. Are you a parent? I understand this probably doesn't apply to everyone. Maybe someday you might be a parent. So you never know. And so I invite you to just listen, because I have done a lot of work around knowing that I'm a good mother and a good parent. So I know I am. Now, if you ask my two ex-husbands that, the parents of my daughters, you might not get that answer. I don't know. I'm not going to answer for them. But I know that even just recently, my own parenting came into question. And I had to check back in with my own practices about being a good parent. Now, what does that mean? I think it means that we always feel like we could do better as a parent. You always feel like somebody else is doing it better. And what am I doing wrong? How do I do this? Why is my kid not acting right, reacting right? Do I have them in the right school? Do I have them in the right activities? Am I screwing them up? The answer is probably in your own special way. We all are. Just like we were screwed up in our own special way. So, but that's not the point. The point is you're doing the best you can. And instead of telling ourselves we could be doing more, we could be doing better, we have to shift what we're telling ourselves around being a parent. We have to shift it into, I'm doing a great job. I'm doing the best I can. I'm the best mom I can be. Today, I'm going to connect with my child. Today, I'm just going to spend the time. Because really, so much of it is just about that, is just about spending time in that relationship, not telling them what to do or what they should be doing. But instead, just being there. And now that I've got almost two teenagers, they're about to turn 13 and 17. They're 12 and 16 right now. There's something about, my sister said this to me once. She was like, you don't have to be with them all the time, but as long as you're in the same house and they know you're there, it's about your presence just being around and they know you're there. That matters. So I think the pandemic kind of showed us that. It made people really value their families and get closer. So as we come out of that, that was a beautiful thing. As we come out of that, I hope that people, you, me, we can still hold on to some of that and trust that it's not about having them in the right activities and getting them from A to B and, you know, all of those other things. But it's about being there, just being there and telling yourself that you're doing a good job. Actually being present and liking that time with them. Because when I was first divorced and my daughter was two, she would be with me and I would be super stressed out and annoyed because she was a toddler. And then she'd go with her dad and I'd feel guilty. So I wasn't enjoying any of it. And one day I stopped myself and I thought, I have got to get a hold of this because I'm not happy all the time. So I shifted it around and I thought, I'm just going to appreciate my time with her as much as possible. And I did. And we would just sit on the floor and play a game or play with a stuffed animal or, you know, whatever it is, all the little things you do with kids. And it goes for now too. Oh, and the time that we were apart, I would enjoy myself and take care of myself and not feel guilty about it and know that I was still a good mom. I would tell myself I'm a good parent, even though maybe my family or not really my family, but you know, we can perceive that people are making judgments about us. Not my family, but other, you know, extended family members or whatever, in-law types. You feel maybe judged, something like that. Let all that go. It does not matter. All that matters is what you feel. Spend the time. Tell yourself you're doing a kick-ass job because you are. You absolutely are. Can we do better? Maybe. So what are you going to do today? Just take the time to connect, right? And just take the time to be there. Just to be there. It's important. So now we'll just breathe a little bit more. Thank you so much for being here today. I didn't even make up an affirmation yet. How about I honor what I need? Yeah. Whether it's parenting, whether it's sleep, whether it's feeling rushed and needing to slow down, honor what you need. I honor what I need. That's your affirmation for the week or for the day or for the moment. Maybe it's just right now. Honor what you need. Maybe you need to take another breath. Maybe you need to close your eyes for a minute. Don't do that if you're driving. But maybe you just need to give yourself some space. Honor it. Yeah. And I honor you. Thank you for being here. Another episode, another week. I am so grateful. Please share it with a friend. That is how these things grow. Truly. And subscribe too, because we have awesome interviews coming up all the time. I've still got coming up in a couple weeks, the vaginal weightlifter, Kim Anami, I know. This week, I've got Amanda Kuda, who is an elective sobriety coach. I cannot wait to share that interview. It's awesome. So anyway, please subscribe and also subscribe to my newsletter, amyedwards.com. It comes out on Mondays and Thursdays, lets you know about the interview of the week and also gives you a little boost on Monday mornings, just something short in your inbox. And I just am so grateful you're here. Please rate too and review on Apple Podcasts. Those matter. And that's all my asks of you. Otherwise, I ask of you to just go forth and keep being awesome today and tell yourself the good stuff because it's true. It is absolutely true. So keep at it. Keep claiming that best life because we can only keep getting better. Well, we can only keep, maybe not only, but we can keep getting better and better. I promise it is out there for us 100%. Thanks to Alyssa, provide on the ones and twos over there. And thanks to you. Yeah. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks for Druid Hot Pie too. I love you. Till next time.
Thank you so much for listening. If you liked this show, please rate and review. It totally matters. And I encourage you to spread the love too and share this episode with a friend if you feel called.